today more than ever, sales is tough. B2B sales is tough. There's uncertainty about the market. And because of that, a lot of organizations and companies are tightening up their budget, and they're only going for what is a have to have instead of what's a nice to have. Being a great salesperson, a great account executive, is critical now more than ever. Welcome to another episode of the Learn It All podcast, where great leaders aren't born or made, they're constantly in the making. I'm your host, Damon Lemby, CEO of Learn It, a live learning platform that has upskilled over 2 million individuals over the past 29 years. In today's episode, I'm gonna share with you 10 key characteristics and traits that I believe are critical to be a top producing sales rep in 2024. Let me share a story with you. I'm in probably 10 to 15 calls a month with somebody trying to sell me something. Whether it's an IT service, HR, whatever it is, I jump on these calls. 99% of the time, they're Zoom calls. And I would say they're all the same. Sales reps show up, they pull out their slide deck, and it's all the same. And within 3 minutes, I typically fall asleep. And if it's not something that is really mission critical, I tell them thank you. A lot of times, they don't even care to try to book a next step. They said they'll follow up with an email. In today's age, that's not gonna work, okay? So think about this for a second. Think about a situation where somebody's selling to you, and they come in prepared, they know something about your business, they know something about you, they engage, they come across as authentic, and they automatically, I think, gain a little bit of trust, and that trust will build up over time. And that's important. And the 10 key traits and characteristics I share with you today are gonna help you, if you're not already doing so, be more mindful about them and start implementing them in your sales process. Let's start off with number one. Be different. It's important to be different. Like I said, there's so much noise out there, whether it's emails, whether it's social media. In order for you to get an opportunity to even get a seat at the table, to get the attention of your prospect, you need to be creative and find a way to be different. An example of a way to be different is when you come into your first meeting, instead of just saying to your prospect, here's something I want to walk through with you today. We're going to cover this, 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 and this. Say something like this. Hey, Bob. Since we booked this meeting, I've been super excited to meet with you. And I'm really grateful for you taking the time to meet with me today. Let me tell you something. I can't recall the last time a sales rep kicked off a meeting like that, where they said they were grateful, super excited, and enthusiastic to work with me. Number two is the importance of being curious. Instead of just jumping right into your slide deck, what's really important is you find a way to connect what your product and services are and have those align with what they need. And the best way to do this is to be curious. Ask questions. Ask a ton of questions. When they're sharing with you what their challenges or their goals are, go even deeper. Say, hey, can you share an example of what this would look like? Or how would you really like this to be? And that leads us to number three, listening. And one of the biggest differences that I've seen between a great salesperson and an average salesperson is their ability to actively listen. When a customer or a prospect starts sharing with you their initial challenges or what they have going on, a lot of times sales reps get really excited and they want to jump in because they're already thinking in their head, hey, I got a solution for this, and boom, they jump in. But if you just remain quiet and be patient, you might get some more gold out of that. They might elaborate on it even more, and they might even share more. So the best way to do that is to be present and really listen and focus in on what these individuals are sharing with you. Let's move on to number four. You need to be authentic. You need to be yourself. I see a lot of sales reps struggling with just being themselves. They show up to a meeting and they want to be guarded, or maybe they're lacking confidence and so they're really rigid. When you're sitting across the table or across a Zoom call, people could see that. What I'm really asking for you to do today is just relax, have fun, don't be afraid to get off script, and be yourself. Be authentic. Because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, people buy from people they like. I don't have to like you to buy from you, but I do need to be able to trust you. I do need to believe that you have the best intentions, that you have integrity, and that you're an authentic person. So you need to come in, be yourself. Don't worry if things don't go perfect. Build a connection and be authentic. We're gonna move on to number five. I learned number five from playing baseball all these years. And what that was is discipline. In baseball, if you're gonna be successful, you have to put in the work, you have to be disciplined and focused. In sales, if you're not disciplined and you're not doing things like for prospecting, if you're not time blocking and not only putting that on your calendar, but owning up to it and being accountable for it, you're gonna fail, okay? So I look at a lot of sales reps and they get busy during the day. They, text messages come in. They get stuck looking at social media. Something happens. They get off track. The great sales reps, mark my word, they're disciplined. They own their calendar, they guard their calendar, and they put in the effort and work that they need to do that they know that will drive them forward. Let me add one more thing to this. Jed Blunt has a fantastic book called Fanatical Prospecting. And what he talks about, again, is time blocking. And so if you book this on your calendar, stick to it. Be disciplined and put in the calls or whatever prospecting you're doing during that time. Think about it this way. If you're on a client meeting, you're not gonna pick up your phone and scroll through social media, or if your friend calls you and say, hey buddy, what's up? Well, don't do it during your time blocking. That's what I mean by discipline. All right, number six, I'm following my baseball theme here. Fundamentals. Every year, baseball players show up for spring training and they do the fundamentals. They get in, they take batting practice, they field ground balls, they run the bases, and that's what you need to do with sales. You need to stick to the fundamentals. Trust me, it's critical for your success in sales. Number seven is assertive, and this is a difficult one for some people because they get uncomfortable with hearing the word no, okay? And if you're gonna be in sales for any length of time, you have to just understand that no is part of the game. Also, so many times where I see us lose a lot of deals at LearnIt is that people are afraid to ask to speak to the decision maker. Let's say you're presenting to somebody, a mid-level HR person. They need to be able to take your presentation and go meet with the CHRO. Ask them for the opportunity to be present at that meeting. Because no matter what you do, people aren't ever gonna be able to present as well as you are on behalf of you, right? So you wanna be able to get in front of the person. And if you don't ask, you're not gonna get there. Finally, one more thing on being assertive, referrals. My recommendation, and Larry Levine, who wrote a great book called Selling from the Heart, don't wait and ask for referrals when you're on their 10-yard line. Ask when you're on your own 10-yard line. Just ask. If people have built trust with you and they are comfortable meeting with you and like you, they're gonna give you those introductions. So don't be afraid to be assertive and ask for referrals early on in the sales process. Number eight and number nine are kind of similar. They are business acumen and learning agility. Now, let's say your customers are all in the pharmaceutical business, or they're in retail or manufacturing. Now, I'm not saying you need to be an absolute expert in your customers' fields, but what I am saying, with the amount of information out there, you need to be well-versed enough where you can have a conversation with them, because they're looking for somebody who's gonna be a trusted advisor and can partner with you, right? So if you don't know anything about what they do, that is completely unacceptable. Let me give you another tip that is completely unacceptable. Do not ever ask questions for anything that you can find on the web, okay? And that goes for, don't ask people where their headquarters are or how many locations they have. If it's information that's on their website, you shouldn't only be able to find that, you have to be able to find that. So business acumen is key. Spend time reading books, spend time reading the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, whatever it is, keep your business acumen up. It's super important. And that leads to number nine, one of my favorite, is learning agility. Great salespeople have what I like to say, a learn-it-all mentality. They're always constantly wanting to learn and get better. Okay, and this goes for everything from picking up business acumen like I just mentioned to you, to also, let's say you lose a deal, okay? There's two things you can do when you lose a deal. You can move on and you can be a victim and say, oh, my pricing was too high, my company didn't give me enough resources. Or you know what you can do? You can send an email to your customer that you lost and say, hey, I'd really like to learn what we could do different next time. And then you learn what you can do different next time, and then you implement that moving forward. Learning agility is incredibly important these days. And number 10 is the importance of adding value. At the very beginning of this episode, I talked about how it's important to be a have to have instead of a nice to have. And the best way to be a trusted advisor, and Anthony Onorino does a great job of talking about this in his work, is add value. And what I mean by that is go beyond just your features and benefits and help them understand how your service or product will help get them to where they want to go. And here's another way to add value. If you're meeting with them, you're getting curious, and you're really listening to your customers and prospects, let's say that what your service isn't a good fit for them. Well, add value by connecting them with somebody else who can help them, right? Because if your service or product isn't a great fit for what they need this time, they're gonna remember that you added that value for them, and they're gonna come back to you because they see you now as a trusted advisor and somebody who has their best interests in mind. Adding value is key. If you're not adding value, you're gonna be stuck in the, hey, this is a nice to have, instead of the critical, this is a must have for our organization. And speaking of value, as we wrap up here, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review on your favorite platform. And until next time, stay curious and keep growing. Have a great day.